This was, he was our highest rated guy by far. You know, we had him rated in the second round. We had great exposure to Jordan. I think he was the, I think the individual that we saw the most in the, in this offseason, whether it was exposure at the Senior Bowl to him, his pro day, individual workouts, top 30 visits, all those other things. I think when we calculate all our exposures to a player, he was a player that we had seen the most and just felt like got a great skill set. He's a three-down linebacker, can cover. It's an outstanding special teams player, and to be able to bring him in here and learn from D'Amico and Michael and Kiko, just thought it was, there's great value in that pick. So it was one of those when you're just looking at the board, he was, there was no one else around him that we had at that point in time. So
it's hard not to think of Michael Kendricks, the inside linebacker position, getting as crowded as it is, reports that he could be had for a certain price. I mean, what do you, where do you see Kendricks fitting in, and do you think he's going to be a part of your roster?
Yeah, I really do. And we're excited to get him back here. I know he spent the draft with his brother, which we understand, and said he should be back here next week. But, you know, I think you're always going to draft players, and when you bring them in here, there's going to be the one thing you want is you want competition at positions. And we knew going in at the end of last year with just Michael and D'Amico that we really had to shore up the inside linebacker spot, and we felt like we've got two quality guys in Kiko. We got a swing player in Brad Jones, you know, who can play both inside and outside. There's some versatility with him. And then being able to add Jordan to the mix, we feel like we you know, it was a big thought process of us going into the offseason, what we could do with the inside linebacker spot, and that's what we felt that we'd done, especially with this pick.
Jordan's had a long injury history. How do you square that?
I think he's been solid the last couple of years. So, you know, he did have an Achilles in a hip, but he's played. He's been 100% cleared and everything, going through all the stuff they do at the combine. And medical, had a great medical grade coming out of the combine, and our doctors and trainers had no issues with him.
With some of those reports being out there, have teams called about Kendricks to acquire?
No, not at all.
The Alamo Bowl 2012. What information did you get on the suspension?
Talked to all their coaches and talked to Jordan and everybody involved in it, and you know, he gave his version of the story, and we understand what happened, and he got suspended. And missed the game, and that was the punishment that he had for that.
You're comfortable character-wise?
We're very comfortable with him.
What is your understanding of what happened and why he was sent home?
That's a question for Jordan, so that's not a question for me.
How much research did you have to do in that area?
We do it with all of our players, so it doesn't matter what the area is. We're just going to, you know, we hope we leave no stone unturned. But as I said, we had the most exposure to this player than any player we got in the draft, so in terms of our contacts with him, so.
Charlie Strong's defense, did you see a change in him when the defense changed?
Yeah, that's the one thing that's unique about him, because he's played for so many different defensive coordinators in his time at Texas. You know, he's came in, got recruited by Mac, and they had a couple defensive coordinators. I know he played for Greg Robinson, Manny Diaz, a couple of different other guys, and then Charlie coming in. So you've seen him playing a 4-3 defense. You've seen him playing a three-down defense. That's really lends you to show you what his versatility is. And again, we think he's a three-down linebacker. And for us, that's what we're looking for. It separated us from some of the other linebackers who are pretty good in this draft, but they're first and second down guys. You've got to take them off the field on third down. He's a type of player like a Michael Kendricks and like a Kiko Alonso that you don't have to take off the field on third down.
You mentioned he was much higher than anybody in your board at this point. Were you tempted to go up and get him somewhere?
No, we felt good where we were, especially because we've made some maneuvers, you know, to get Eric. We didn't want to sacrifice, you know, any more picks. We still want to accumulate picks, and that's always been part of the goal. We felt like moving for Eric was the right thing to do, and then just hoping as it fell this time that we could get him. But we were just going to let when you get to this point, and we're looking at just let the board express itself. And when we're going to opportunity select, you're looking at the board and who's the highest ranked player there, and then we're going to go from there.
Size, speed, how does he compare to the
quarterback? He's there. You know, he's over 6. He's 6'1", 6013, 236 pounds, runs 4.6. I think he jumped vertical 39 inches. His short shuttle is outstanding. His 10-yard is outstanding. His 20-yard is outstanding. His three-cone is outstanding. You know, that's what we're looking for at linebackers. We want guys that are three-down linebackers, and especially when you look at those guys, can really contribute on teams. And we think we got a huge upgrade at the inside linebacker position from a team standpoint because of how fast and how athletic he is. So.
Do you think Kiko can be an edge rusher?
Do I think Kiko can be an edge rusher? I think Kiko can do a lot of things. So, yeah, I think that's one of the things that's part of his repertoire, yeah. Do you feel better? Yeah. You know, and again, we said we needed to address it. You know, we lost Casey, and then with D'Amico coming off an injury, Michael missed 4 games last year. That was a real priority for us after the offseason, is we need to upgrade the inside linebacker position. We felt like we've done that so far.
It seems like now you have, like you said, he's a three-down linebacker, and you have a lot of guys who are three-down linebackers. I mean, how do you play them all?
I don't think he can have too many. I mean, that's kind of what you're looking for. And you're also not going to just draft for need. And I said it earlier, if the need part of it crosses the talent line, I think that's when you get in trouble because you start reaching. So there was a clear cut. No one remotely close on our board to where Jordan was at the point in time we picked him. So it makes it a real easy discussion. There's no discussion when you're staring at the board and one guy's up here and then the rest of the group is clumped down here. So anytime you start to go, hey, what we'd like to address this position, let's go over here, and then you pass on that player, you know, I don't think that's not the formula we're working with and what we're going to do as we move forward. So we don't want just two down linebackers in our system. We want three down linebackers, and that's what we're, you know, we'll continue to build as we continue to move forward here. So.
And you know what press needs, but O-line, I mean, how'd you look at that position coming in? Did you ever think that, okay,
Yeah, there's some guys that we were very excited about, but obviously there were other guys in the league that were very excited about him too. So, you know, some of the guys that went off the board there in the second, we had targeted in the second, but we couldn't get to him, you know, and that's just kind of the process. You only really get one pick per round unless you're trying to really move up and stockpile, and just didn't work out for us. But again, we're not going to reach at any individual position. If we have to go play today, we'll go play today. You know, the only guy that's not here from last year is Todd Herrmann. So, you know, I still think, do we want to add to that position? Yeah, we certainly do, but we feel like we still have another day left in the draft.
What do you think about the position in this draft?
I like in this draft, I think it was, there was three or four guys at the top that we were really excited about, and then I think there's it drops off a little bit after that.
You mentioned the need and the talent line crossing. What if it's the reverse, where somebody's very talented, but you really don't have any need for that position at all?
I would say I don't think there's any position that we don't have needs or talent. I mean, you're always going to take good football players and then figure it out after that. You also can say, hey, we feel great about this thing, and then you go out to the first practice, first training session we have next week, and the kid goes down. And then you're like, well, wish we had that guy. So I don't think there's any team in the league that will say, hey, we're 100% set at this position, and we're not going to look. We're going to look a blind eye and just say, hey, we're not going to take anybody at that position. So we're going to look at them all. If it's even, you know, when you look at two guys that are even in terms of how you've addressed them, then obviously you're going to lean towards we need this position more than we need that position. But I think you hurt yourself when you just say, hey, you know, we're just taking this guy because it's a need at that position, and you pass up some really good players.
And getting back inside backer, Kiko and D'Amico, where are they in their recovery?
They're both running around now. I mean, I know they've been out with the conditioning coaches. I don't know exactly how clear they'll be when we get out there on Monday. So, that's a little bit to be answered. But from my understanding, I know they'll both be 100% by August, so I'm not concerned about that. But I think Kiko's probably a little bit ahead just because of when his surgery was than D'Amico. So I'm, you know, anticipating Kiko will go through OTAs and all that. I don't know exactly what D'Amico will be in terms of when we get going against each other. But when we're working on air, those guys have been running around right now. So.
With Kendricks, Mathis, and Boykin, you don't expect to trade them, or you don't believe they'll be traded?
No, I mean, we haven't talked to anybody about trading those guys during this draft.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to predict the future, but I haven't talked to anybody. I think a lot of those reports about us offering all these players is kind of false. And I did have to make some phone calls to guys on our team saying that that's not the case. But we haven't offered any of our players in any packages for anybody for anything. And, you know, I think and I know what people do. They look at you and say, hey, Fletcher Cox is a really good player. Michael Kendricks is a really good player. I would throw them in if we were trying to go somewhere, but we didn't throw any players in. So, but that name gets out there. But we haven't had discussions about that.
Did it bother you that those reports were out there?
Nothing bothers me. You guys are going to write whatever you want to write. I mean, it doesn't bother me. It bothers some of our players, though, but I'll talk to those guys about it. But it doesn't bother me. I mean, it happens all the time. It's what makes sports great. I mean, you have nothing to talk about on sports radio. Let's talk trades. And then everybody comes up with a trade. It's great. That's what sports are all about. I think it's fun. But if the guy getting talked about in the trade gets a little nervous, my point is I got to tell him just not to listen to that stuff. But, I mean, everybody can trade. Trade me. I don't care.
You said everybody's tradable, so.
I know. And everybody is tradable. And coaches included, right?
Kendricks didn't have to be here, and you said he wanted to help with his brother. But
yeah.
Did it bother you that he didn't want to be
no,
here?
No, nothing. And I tell our guys it's 100% voluntary. That's what the league set up, and that's the way it is. So if you want to be here, then I think you're going to get outstanding teaching, coaching, and all those other things. But I'm not going to make you come here. And, you know, that's your decision. But I understand where Michael's coming from. You know, it's only one time your brother gets drafted. You know, and I think it's a special time for his family. And he told us he was going to be with his brother, Eric, and we anticipate him coming in next week, so I mean, the one thing I know about Michael, he always works. So I don't think Michael's going to show up here and be 25 pounds overweight. I think he's going to come running through the front door and running around like he can always do. So we're excited to see when he gets back in here on Monday. So.
Okay.